have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
There. This is Apostle P.D. Westbrook, and I want to invite you to join me here on the Elation Radio Station podcast every Saturday for Shabbat Saturday. It is going to be absolutely epic, Hallelujah. So join me, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on Elation Radio with Dr. Kimmy Kim. Shabbat Saturday. Shalom.
Hey there. Good afternoon, each and every one. I'm excited. Hallelujah. Song. So it's interesting that the producer released that in the atmosphere because Bill was dealing with me about we know that we say we love the Lord. Amen. We love the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless each and every one that is here on today. We're excited about what the Lord is going to do in our hearing. Amen. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it in Jesus' name. Again, I'm very excited about the program and our speaker that is here with us. God bless each and every one of you on today. Welcome to Shabbat Saturday. This is Hospital Peace Westbrook, and I love that song. Amen. Please forgive us for the silent white noise. Amen. But we're here. Amen. And we bless the Lord for you. Today, we have a very special guest with us. Amen. You're going to hear the man of God, none other than Bishop Calvin Gross. Amen. Awesome man of God, man of integrity, one of our speakers. Amen. That comes with us for clearing call for the men of standards. All BD won't be here because it's his birthday. Amen. Glory to God. But we are the word, the Kairos word, that is in his mouth on today. I'm telling you, I'm excited, and you should be too. Hallelujah. I just want to thank the Lord again for that intro song, love song. You know, the Spirit of the Lord was dealing with me earlier about, you know, we say that we love him, but have you just meditated on the fact that he loves you? He loves you. Hallelujah. And that just got so deep in my spirit because I begin to understand or have just a greater understanding, I should say, that even before I was a thought in the mind of my parents, he loved me. You know, even though I would make mistakes and do some really stupid things, he loved me. So thank you again, producer Dr. Kimmy Kim, for that song, releasing it in our hearing. It truly blessed me. I mean, my life, I always say, is a worship to him. It is indeed a love song in Jesus' name. Well, again, thank you each and everyone. I want to say thank you, Jesus. Amen. Because Shabbat Saturday is here and very much alive and ready to go feed the word that is in the mouth of the man of God. Again, I know it is a Kairos word for this hour in Jesus' name. And I'm just so grateful. Hallelujah. Thank you, each and every one of you that's here. You could have been doing anything else, but I think it is the wooing of the Holy Spirit that drew you here on this afternoon to hear the man of God in Jesus' name. So I bless the Lord, Bishop, for taking time out of your schedule to be with us. Truly, man of God, you know I love you, and I'm just going to just let you have, amen, the mic and just go. Amen. You're like a horse ready to jump out of the gate. Amen. I'm not going to waste any time. If you would open the room up in prayer and just be led by the Spirit of God as you release this Kairos word that's in your belly for the Shabbat family, amen, and for the Elation Radio family in Jesus' name. Bishop, are you with us?
Yes, I am here and is excited. Shabbat Saturday. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Can you hear me?
I hope you guys heard me. I just realized that my body was... Praise God. Hallelujah. Welcome, man of God. Listen, praise in and go forth, I mean, and tear up the devil's kingdom in Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, Father, in the blessed name of your Son, we thank you and praise you, for you an awesome God, and there is none like you. Father, as we go on air today, let the words that proceed out of this vessel's mouth be pleasing unto you. Pierce the ears and hearts of your people so that they may receive what thus says the Lord. We thank you in advance, and we will see to it that you get the praise that you rightfully deserve. We thank you and praise you in the blessed name of your son, Yeshua, and all of God's people would say amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, thank you for inviting me to this wonderful broadcast. God is doing an amazing work through the apostle. God bless you, woman of God, for your obedience. And thank you for having me today. It is an honor. It is an honor to be here on Shabbat Saturday to be able to bless the people of God with the word of the Lord. And I have a word today. Amen. I want you to make sure you have your Bibles because I have a very strategic teaching ministry. So I want to make sure that you get it. Amen. So I am going to, under the authority of the Holy Spirit, I am going to minister the word of the Lord that has been given to me for this Shabbat Saturday. I want to talk about this afternoon for some folks. Actually, everywhere, I guess, is afternoon now. It is 12 noon in California and 3 p.m. in New York and different various places around the world. The time is different, but it's God's time. So I want to speak to you regarding a word of the Lord that the Lord gave me at the beginning of the year. The Lord told me that this was going to be a season of restoration, a season. He didn't say year. He said it's going to be a season. And that's interesting because a season can be a long span and it could be a short span. We don't know what that season is. He just said to me, son, it's going to be a season of restoration. And I began to ponder on this word. And as I was in my study, the Lord showed me something that was so profound that I believe is a word for this nation, a word for God's people for this day. And the title today is Restoring Our Original Environment. Restoring Our Original Environment. And why this title? Because environments are places where things grow, where things prosper, where things progress, where life is. And environments have to be protected. If you the fish are protected in their environment, and environments are key to life and progression. And this is why it's so important for us to protect environments. Well, when the Lord showed me about this season of restoration, he said, son, the people of God have to understand what the original environment that was created is, because we are restoring our original environment. And he took me to the greatest book, the greatest chapter in a book, I believe, which is Genesis 1 and Genesis 2, because in those books, there was no sickness. There was no, it was perfect. Everything was perfect up until the fall. So his original intent, you find in Genesis. And as I was reading this book, it was so profound to me about how God's original environment and where growth takes place and why it's so important for us to restore the original environment. I'm going to be reading from the book of Genesis chapter 1, the book of Genesis chapter 1, and I'm going to, Genesis chapter 2, and I'm going to start at verse number 5. I'm going to start at verse number 5 because I believe that the word of the Lord is going to bless us tremendously with this revelation. The word of the Lord reads, it says, "This is the history of the heavens and the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens." Verse 5 says, "Before any plant of the field was in the earth, and before any herb of the field had grown, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the earth, and there was no man to till the ground." Now, some translation says, "because there was no man to till the ground." Now, why is that so significant? Because the Lord just demonstrated to us that there is, he didn't cause anything to grow, anything to produce, or anything to prosper because there was no man to manage it. So what am I saying, people of God? I'm saying that anything that you do for God, it must be managed. If you want to excel or grow in any work, in any thing as it relates to God, it must be managed. So if you are not a manager of the things of God, it's not going to grow. It's not going to produce. So it's important that we understand God's original. This is God's pattern. This is God's order. And he says, because there was no man to work it. There was no man to till the ground. And this is an interesting word because many of us was taught that this word work means to get to have a job, if you will. And that word does not mean that. That word simply means it has various definitions, but one of the key definitions of that word, work, it's the Hebrew word ergon, which means to be or to become. To be or to become. So I want you to pin that in your notes. He says, the Lord God had not caused rain to come upon the earth because there was no man to till the ground. But in the mist went up from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed the man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And a man became a living being. And then verse 8 says, the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden. And there he put the man whom he had formed. So now the Lord planted this garden, not Adam. The Lord planted this garden. In other words, the Lord created the environment. He created the environment, and he put man in that environment. Verse 15. Then the Lord God took the man, put him in the garden of Eden to tend it and keep it. Tend it and keep it. So the Lord created this environment, put man in it, and told him to tend it and keep it. Now, why is that so significant? Because God developed the environment. He created the environment, and then he put us in it. He put man in the environment, and he told man to guard it, to become, and to keep it. This is God's original intent for mankind. So what happened here? Why is this so significant? Well, people of God, that word, Eden. He planted this garden and he put it in Eden. Eden. Eden simply means a spot, a moment, his presence, or open door. Spot, moment, presence, open door. So God put man in a spot on the earth for the movement where the presence of God is an open door between the unseen and the seen. Good God Almighty. God put man in a spot, a moment, presence, and an open door. This is what the word Eden means. So God put him in this spot where his presence resides. So man was put in God's presence to guard it, to protect it, and to become who he intended you to be. Become, work, become. In other words, it's like telling a plum seed to become a tree. To tell a seed to become a tree. Now, if the seed is not operating in his purpose or in his presence, then it can't become. It can't become. So it's important for us that a tree, in order for it to become a tree, it has to function in its environment. It can't function outside of its environment. He told man, he put man in this environment that he created, and he told man to become who I called you to be. And he told man to protect it and guard it, his presence. So when we are not in his presence, we are not functioning according to the plan and purpose for our lives. Because God put man in this environment and told him to become and told him to protect it and guard it. Good God Almighty. Now, solidify that. Because I was reading the book of Ezekiel. As a matter of fact, let's go there. Ezekiel 28. The prophet was making a comparison to the king of Tyre. He was making a comparison of this king and his behavior as it relates to Satan and the fall. And he says in verse 11, he says, moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, son of man, take up Lamentations for the king of Tyre and say to him, thus says the Lord God, you were the seal of protection. He is making a comparison as to Satan and his job. Full of wisdom, perfect in beauty, you were in Eden, the garden of God. Boy, that blew my mind, because Satan was in Eden. He was in that spot, moment, presence, open door, the presence of God. And his job, as you're going to see, he says, you were in Eden. Every precious stone was your covering. And he goes on and he names these stones. And then verse 14, he says, you were the anointed cherub who covers. I established you, and you were the holy mountain of God. So we see people of God, that Satan was in Eden. He was in Eden. Eden is not a physical location. That's why to this day it has not been found. It is a spot, moment, presence, open door. So Satan was in Eden. And because he wanted to be like God, he was removed from his presence. He was removed, but his job, he was a cherub. His job was to guard the presence of God. That's what his job was. Now he's He's removed out of God's presence. God develops the earth. He develops man, and then he puts man in his presence. Come on, somebody. He puts man in Eden in his presence, and he tells him the same thing, the responsibility that Satan had, now his sons and daughters have. He said, now I want you to become, and I want you to guard it, and I want you to protect my presence. We can only function. We can only function like God. He created man in his image and his likeness. That means his character and his functionality. We can only function if God's presence. If we are outside of his presence, we are malfunctioning. Because this was his original intent. He put man in his presence, and he told him to guard it, protect it, become. And this is why Satan hates you so much, because you took his job. And you took his job as a son and daughter and not as an angel. The same instructions. He said, guard it, protect. He called him a cherub. A cherub, their job is to guard, to protect. Just like in the tabernacle, the Ark of the Covenant, was covered with two cherubs face to face over the Ark of the Covenant. Their is to protect the presence of God. And God put man in his presence in Eden and told him to become and told him to guard it and protect it. So if you are operating outside of the presence of God, you are malfunctioning. And this is why we have to restore our original environment, because everything about us, everything that God put in us to become, it happens in his presence. This is why Adam, the voice of God, walked with Adam in the cool of the day, because he was in that spot moment in God's presence. We didn't need a pastor. We didn't need a preacher. We didn't need revival. We didn't need anything, because he was in that perfect spot or place, that moment in time in the presence of God. And he was to guard it and protect it. And we allowed Satan to infiltrate and took us out of God's presence, which is why man had to be removed from his presence when we were disobedient to him. Man had to be removed from God's presence. And the Bible says that he guarded the garden. He guarded that place, that moment, that spot with cherubs. Again, our job was to guard and protect the presence of God. And man, in its disobedience, was removed from his position. And this is why, people of God, we have to restore our original environment. Now, the question would be, well, inside of a seed is a tree, and the seed has to become a tree. Well, how does a man or a woman, a child of God, become? How do we become? That is the question. Because we know if a seed is placed in its environment, if a seed is placed in its environment, it could become a tree. But outside of its environment, it's just a seed. So if a seed has to be placed in a environment, a particular environment, in order for it to become, then that means man has to be placed in his environment in order for him to become. And we know God established that environment because he said he created the garden. And he placed man in it. And that was that spot, that moment, that presence, that open door is where God placed man. And that's where we function. If we are not operating in God's presence, we are malfunctioning. So how do I get in God's presence? How do I get in God's presence? The Bible says that he inhabits the praises of his people. In other words, where we praise, where we worship God, is where his presence is. And now we can put Eden in our bedroom, in our car, in our house. It doesn't matter. We can place Eden, that spot, that moment, that time, that open door. We can place it wherever we are when we enter into praise and worship. He inhabits the praises of his people. That's where he resides. That spot, that moment. And that environment must be protected. It must be protected. He tells us as we move further into the scripture, what happens when man is outside of his environment. He moves on into Genesis chapter 4 is where is demonstrated what happens to man when he is outside of God's presence. Now, I want you to see something so powerful here that the Lord showed me when the fall took place, that man, Adam and Eve, they covered themselves with leaves. They covered themselves with leaves. And the Lord, chapter 2, he goes down the line and he gives the punishments in chapter 3. And in chapter 3, verse 21, the Bible says, also for Adam and his wife, the Lord tunics of skin and he clothed them. Now, that is so powerful because the Bible just declared to us that the Lord God made the very first blood sacrifice. Look, they covered themselves in leaves. The Bible says that the Lord made tunics of skin and he clothed them. Why is that important? I'm going to show you why. So now we get to chapter 4. And the Bible says, now Adam knew Eve, then his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain and said, I have acquired a man from the Lord. Then she bore again, this time the brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of fruit of the ground to the Lord. Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat. And the Lord respected Abel's offering, but he did not respect Cain. Now, for many years, I always wondered, why did God not accept Cain's offering? And I just showed you in chapter 2 where the Lord, the Bible says that the Lord, chapter 3, that the Bible says that the Lord made the first blood sacrifice and covered them and clothed them with the skin. Ooh, good God Almighty, you're going to get this in a minute. And the Bible declares that Abel brought his firstborn of his flock and of their fat. And Cain brought fruit. what is the revelation here? The revelation here, people of God, is nothing, no sacrifice is acceptable unless it's blood sacrifice. It is not acceptable to God. This is why his son had to be the second blood sacrifice, because he offered the first one when he clothed in the garden. And left without the shedding of blood. It had to be a blood sacrifice. And this is why Abel's sacrifice was accepted and Cain's wasn't. And now Cain is upset. And the Lord, he says, and so the Lord says to Cain, why are you hungry? Why are you angry? And why is your countenance fallen? If you do well, you will not be accepted. And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door. And it desire, and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it. Now Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass that when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against his brother Abel, and he killed him. Now we see what happens when you operate outside of God's presence. Because I believe, people of God, that when Abel's sacrifice was accepted by God, it was an aura about him or a presence about him that Cain saw and was jealous of. Because Cain saw what it looks like to be in God's presence. And Cain was jealous. So what did Cain do? Cain lured his brother out into the field and killed him. People of God, that's what people who are not in God's presence do. They want to lure you into the clubs. They want to lure you into the places of darkness. They want to lure you to the places so that you could be like them. This is what Satan's plan is to get you out of his presence. Because that's where you were originally placed. That's what you were told to become. That's what you was told to guard. That's what you was told to protect. And Satan wants to, you took his job. So Cain slays his brother. He pulls him out into the field, and he slays his brother. And then we know what happens. The Lord has this conversation with Cain, but I want to get to where the Lord dishes out this punishment for him. He says, verse 11, so now you are cursed from the earth, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you till the ground, it shall no longer yield its strength to you. A fugitive and a vagabond, you shall be on the earth. And Cain said to the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Surely you have driven me out this day from the face of the ground. I shall be hidden from your face. I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond on the earth. What is he saying? He is saying, without your presence, without your presence, I'm nothing. I'm doomed. He said, this I can't handle. This is worse than anything. He says, a vagabond I shall be on the earth. Surely you have driven me out this day from the face of the ground. I shall be hidden from your face. I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond on the earth. And it will happen that anyone who finds me will kill me. See, this is what happens when we are out of his presence. When we are out of his presence, we become a lawlessness. We become unforgivable. Unforgiveness lies in us when we outside of his presence. God was very strategic with man. He was very strategic with where he placed man. And his instructions were very precise. This is what happens when we are not operating in God's presence. This is what happens when we don't offer an acceptable sacrifice unto him. And see, today we don't even have to offer up the blood sacrifice because Christ did that for us. And he said, now all you have to do is offer a sacrifice of praise, a sacrifice of praise. That's all you have to do because Christ offered himself up and he was the blood sacrifice that was acceptable to God. So we want to restore the original environment. Is that spot, that moment, his presence, and that open door to the seen and the unseen. And this is how we do it. We have to get back to worship. We have to get back to praise. Can't just be a moment in time or a specific time that is spelled out for worship in the church. Our life, as a matter of fact, our life is, worship is a part of our lifestyle. It's a part of our lifestyle. And if you want to protect or restore the original environment where you are to function in, you have to worship the Lord. We have to praise him. We have to get back to worship. We have to get back to praise because that's where our environment is. That's where we sin. He said he did not cause anything to grow, anything to progress or manifest because there was not a man to work it. There was not a man to protect it. There was not a man to cultivate it. That's how important this is to God. And he created the environment. He created the garden. And he put you and I in it. And he told us to become and to protect it. He told us to cover it. He told us to work it. And when we are not in that environment, just as if a plant is not in its environment, it can't function. A fish out of water is malfunctioning. A plant out of the ground is malfunctioning because it is out of its environment. And God put you in his environment. And he told you to guard it. So how are we letting the world take us out of his presence? Why are we picking and choosing when we want to enter into his presence? The Bible says that Adam walked, the voice of God walked with Adam in the day because Adam was always in that spot. He was always in his presence. And he said to Adam, he says, if you break my law, you shall surely die. In other words, you will be removed from my presence because outside of my presence, you can't live. And Satan understood while he was ear hustling. He heard, he said, all I have to do is get man out of God's presence. Then this is an easy task for me. I don't have to attack them. I don't have to. All I have to do is to get man out of God's presence, and he's malfunctioning. And that's why it's so important, people of God, that we stay in his presence, that we meditate. That's why the Bible tells us to meditate on the word day and night. We don't ever want to leave his presence. Because that's where I progress. That's where I become. That's where the seed that's on the inside of me, the dreams and visions that God has put in me, those things manifest when I'm in his presence. Good God Almighty, when I am outside of his presence, I am malfunctioning. And what happens with a man or a woman of God who is malfunctioning, they begin to think like the world. They begin murderous. This is the first murder that took place here in the scriptures. That's what happens when you're not in the presence of God. You start envy, strife, anger. All of those things begin to rise up when you're outside of his presence. Ooh, glory to God. Glory to God. People of God, this is so important that we understand God's original, the foundation where things were perfect. That's why the word or the word restore, that word R-E is a prefix. R-E simply means to go back or to go to original intent. And store is simply a place where things are full, perfection, full. The storehouse was full in the God. And Christ came to restore us, restoration, to bring us back to the original intent, which was in the garden, the environment that God created, that we were to become, that we were going to be what he called us to be, and we were going to protect, and we were going to make sure that his presence was not interrupted. But people of God, we allowed infiltration. And even in our lives today, even us who are born again, even us who are sanctified and full with the Holy Ghost, we allow infiltration at times because we got to go in and out of God's presence. And the Lord gave me this revelation. He said, son, I want you to stay in my presence. He says, because outside of my presence, you'll malfunction. You were designed. You were created to be in my presence and not to live outside of it. And this is why so many of us have not achieved everything that God has put on the inside of you, because you are allowing infiltration. You are allowing the enemy to take us out of his presence. People of God, this was God's original intent. He laid it out very clear for us. He created the garden. He put man in it. He said Satan was in Eden also. He said he was there. He was a cherub. His job was to protect my presence, to guard it. And then he gave that job to you and I here on earth. And Satan hates you because not only did you take his job, but you took his job as a son, as a daughter. It is an honor to be chosen to guard God's presence. And we fail constantly because we're so inundated with the things of the world that we are going in and out of his presence. people of God, it is very clear. And it is my prayer as we're closing out that we restore our original environment. As we restore our original environment, and that is that spot, moment, presence, and open door. God bless you, and thank you for having me today on this awesome broadcast. God bless you.
Man of God, you are too kind. My God, that was an awesome word, and you are all in my soup of the past couple of weeks since the beginning of, the end of December. The Spirit of the Lord was just staring and pouring in all of our rooms when we came together. My God, that was rich. About the manifested presence of God. Do you hear me? Can you hear me? The manifested presence.
Yes.
Of God. And when you were speaking, I said, Lord God, yes, Lord, I hear you. He doesn't want us just to have visitations. He wants us to have habitation. Hallelujah. The scripture says that in him we live and move and exist and have our being. He wants us to have habitation.
Yeah.
I am so excited about you releasing this confirmation in my soul. As you were speaking, I was just screaming because the yes, Lord, I hear you, Holy Spirit. I hear you. That is the original intent of the Father. By God, it's the manifestation of his presence. Manifestation means to make openly known, to appear. And you are so right. Oh, my God. When we are not in the presence of God, that's when you see what the manifestation of the flesh. That's when you see, I'm going to say it, our leadership acting like they don't know God. But man of God,
yes,
yes. I'm just too excited right here. Go ahead. Go ahead. I am too excited.
No.
He's talking
no,
about
no, no,
no.
You,
having,
I have done my work.
He's not just talking about us just coming in and out and just visiting. He's talking about us to experience the manifested presence of God like Adam did from Jump Street. Amen? That he always
had
communion with the Father. Woo! This is such a good word. I'm so glad it's on replay. But it's in our disobedience that causes us to be separated from our Father and causes us to misidentify ourselves where we don't know our identity because we're looking too much like the devil himself. But I am so excited about you being here on today. You know, when you brought forth that the tunics that were made from a sacrifice. Ooh, Jesus. That was a sacrifice of blood that he made for them, even in their disobedience. And that just shows me his love. Oh, God, the immeasurable, incomprehensible love of God that he even thought to make a sacrifice for them. Ah, so
good
much
God
more
Almighty.
For that poor, my God. I'm going to release the mic back to you, amen, for closing comments. And also, if you would just release a prayer. For those who do not have that relationship where they do not experience this habitation, I'm going to say it again, the habitation of the presence of God, and that they would desire that, would also desire to know him, hallelujah, in such a way that they can indeed go in and dwell and abide, and he be their covering. And they be in the original intended state that he's called all of humanity to. Man of God, would you release a prayer in concert with that in Jesus' name?
Yes, yes, yes. God bless you again. You can get in on this. You can get in on this. There may be some of you are listening to this broadcast, or you got family or friends that have listened to this broadcast. And the first thing you need to do is accept the blood sacrifice as your Savior. Our Savior, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Bible says in Romans 10:9-10, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, that you shall be saved. That's where it starts, people. That's where it starts. And I just want to send a prayer to all of you who are listening to this broadcast today that God will fall into your rooms, into your car, into wherever you are. He will give you this revelation that we are to stay in his presence. Lord, how to become. Teach us that all the dreams and visions that are on the inside of us, that they can be released in your presence, that we can be what you have called us to be in your presence. It is my prayer, Lord God, that every person on this broadcast today, that you would have an encounter with them in demonstration form. Show them what the word of the Lord went for today, that in his presence, in your presence is where we function, is where our ministries function, is where our businesses function. It happens there. So, Father, I thank you for your role. I thank you for all of those who are here today. I speak a sevenfold blessing over every individual that participated in this broadcast today and your families. Father, in the name of your son, I thank you for the rhema word. I thank you for the revelation. Now, Father, reveal it to your people so that they can experience what Adam experienced when he walked in the cool of the day with your voice. We thank you and praise you in the precious name of your son, Yeshua. God bless all of you, and thank you again, woman of God, for having me. It has been an honor.
Man of God, the honor is mine. I am just too excited. I was disconnected. I'm telling you, my volume wasn't working, but I want you to know, Bishop, I love you. I love the Spirit, and I know that you love God. Hallelujah. But most importantly, I know he loves you. Thank you so much.
Amen.
For blessing God's people on today. Listen, if there's anything that you need, you know I am there for you. Hallelujah. I love you, man of God. And this word has just blessed me so. I'm sorry. It has just blessed my soul. And I know that it has blessed those who are under the sound of our voice. Oh, my God, pursue the presence of God. Pursue it in this season, in Jesus' name. Thank you, man of God. Listen, everyone.
Amen.
I want to say thank you for stopping by for another Shabbat Saturday. Thank you, Bishop Gross, in the name of Jesus. And would you just take an opportunity to just share with people how they can connect with you? In the name of Jesus. Can you hear me? Praise the Lord. The producer said that his call dropped. But listen, if you're interested in finding the man of God, he is on Facebook, and I'm sure the information how you can reach his ministry. Amen. It is Bishop Gross, Bishop Gross, G-R-O-S-S, if you would like to connect with him. But again, each and every one of you, thank you again for being with us today on Shabbat Saturday. We've had some challenges, amen, with technical challenges, but know this, Spirit of the Lord is at work in us, in each and every one of us. And indeed, he is calling us. Spirit is not just in a while we go in and out of his presence, but we should be manifesting presence 24/7. Again, that scripture that I allude to, it says, in him we live and move and have our being in Jesus' name. So I want to say thank you again, Dr. Kimmy Kim. Thank you for the text message. Fist of growth. When you listen to this replay, know that we love you and we thank the Lord for you. Truly we do for today. I'm so glad this has been recorded because I plan to go and listen to it in Jesus' name. But again, thank you, Amen. Thank you, Elation Radio and iHeart, for this platform. Thank you, God's people, for being with us on today. I pray the Lord will continue to bless you and continue to enlarge your borders and your territories in Jesus' mighty name. And thank you again for joining us this Shabbat Saturday growth in Jesus' name. All of you, please come back next Saturday, amen, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another Shabbat Saturday at this great station, Elation Radio. And again, thank you, Dr. Kimmy Kim. Now, please close us out. Shalom, everyone.
Praise your name. I was created for. I was created for. Oh, I was created for. No, I believe in God. I was created for. Oh. Bless your name.